Zakt the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Bava Kama, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. We learned at the end of the first Mishnah that it's lav dafka behema, that's a muyid, to do damage to either a shen or regal. Same is true for any living thing, like a chaya or a knife. For example, Zakt the Mishnah, once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hakelev, a dog, vagadi, or a goat, shekoftsu meirosh hagag. My dog or my goat climbed up onto a roof that is near my friend's field. Now, dogs and goats don't jump the same way. A dog will work its way down, sticking its nails into the wall, and before it gets to the bottom, it gives a jump. A goat will jump straight from the roof to the ground. But either way, each in its own way, Hakelev, the dog, Bagadi, and the goat, Shekavtsu, that jumped Neirosh Hagag, into my friend's field, Veshibru Asakelim, and they broke the kelim because they landed on the kelim. The din is, me, the owner of the dog, or the owner of the goat, Meshalim Nezik Shalim. This would have a din of regal, B'chatzer HaNizik. And the Mishnah explains why, Mipnei Shehen Mu'adin. Because it's normal for a kelev and a gadi to jump from a roof onto the ground. So I should have known that if my behemoth or my goat is on this ledge, it's going to jump. That's what they do. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. We just learned an example of regal, where he jumps in the kelim and breaks it. Now we're going to have an example of shen when it comes to a kelev or a gadi. Hakelev shenotl charara. My dog took a charara. It's a kind of like a cookie that's baked on coals. He took it from someone else's barbecue, in someone else's field. He took it to the place where it was being baked, and as he took it, there were some burning coals that were still connected to it. V'halach, and he went. In other words, my animal went together with the cookie and the coals that were still connected to it, the burning coals, lagadish, to a place where there was a pile of tefuah that belonged to the same owner of this cookie. And he put the cookie down on the tefuah. At this point, achal hacharara, he decides to eat the cookie over there by this stack of tefuah, and vehidlik hagadish. And because he put it down on the stack, and there were coals connected to it, the stack of tefuah went up in flames. So the din is, ala charara on the cookie, mishalim, the owner of the kelev pays nezek shalem. This is classical shen. My kelev ate food in the reshus hanizek. I pay nezek shalem. Vala gadish, what about on the stack of tefuah? Mishalim, me, the owner of the kelev, would only pay chatzi nezek. The Batanur explains, because this would be considered like tzroi rice. Remember we learned the halacha of tzroi rice? Not a direct damage, but something went flying. Like the animal is walking and a pebble goes flying. So he said it's hilchasa gemirila, that you only pay chatzi nezek. Actually, on the very place where he puts the cookie down with the coal, on that place itself, he would pay nezek shalem for the tefuah that's there. Because that's like regel b'shus hanizek. It's in regard to the rest of the stack of tefuah, not the place mamash where he put the cookie and the coal down. Over there he would pay chatzi nezek, because as explained, that would be considered tzroi rice. The damage wasn't done from the direct koyach of the animal, but from something that resulted, like a second bounce from what the animal did. Just like when the animal steps on the pebble. No damage is done then. It's the pebble that flies and breaks something does the damage. So here too, on the part of the Godish, which was not mamish the place where he put the cookie down, the cookie and the coal down, that's like Tzrairis. And on that part of the Godish, the Balabas of the Kelev would only pay Chatzin Ezek. So once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that a dog or a goat that jumps off a roof or a ledge into someone else's field and breaks kelim, that's regal, pays nezek shalim. We went to the kelim that takes a cookie that's baking on coals. He takes the cookie from a reshus hanizik and runs off to a stack of tefuah that's also in the reshus hanizik. Eats the cookie. But because he ran off to the stack of the tefuah with the cookie that had coals connected to it, the stack of tefuah goes up in flames. So on the cookie, he pays nezek shalim. That's shen. But on the goddish, on the stack of tefuah, and as we explained, the stack of tefuah, not mamish on the place where he put it down, but the area around where the fire had to travel to, that's like Tzrairis, and over there. And for that, the Bala Kelev would only pay Chatzi Nezek, like any Tzrairis, where it's a Lach L'Moshe M'Sinai, that you don't pay Nezek Shalom.